NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is up, DMV basketball fans? This is another DMV Hoops. I'm Matt Moderno. I've got Robert Davis Jr. joining me. He's one of the newest members of the Old Dominion basketball team. Really fun player to watch. I think ODU fans listen to this. You got a really good one here. So, Robert, thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me.
Just wanted to kind of talk through a little bit about how you ended up at Old Dominion, and I've got a couple of questions here for you. But before we get going, I brought you by Stateside Vodka and their Surfside hard iced teas, hard lemonades, hard everything else. They're all delicious. And BetOnline, it's your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, matchup reports for baseball, boxing, UFC, golf, tennis, everything you think of, especially the NBA playoffs are big right now. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to place all your wagers, including live betting on your favorite casino and card games. And it's available from their website or your mobile device. You can use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. First, man, just congratulations on selecting ODU. I'm sure that it's kind of a stressful process figuring out where you're going to spend, the next step of your college career. But just want to start with that. Congrats.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was definitely a taxing process, even though it was short for me. But thank you. Thank you for sure. I think I made the right choice.
I think so, too. Coach Jones is great. The staff they're putting together there is really good, too. And I know some of the guys that are coming in to play with you a little bit here too. So I think you guys are going to be a really fun watch for basketball fans in the area coming up here too. I mentioned before we started recording, I've got to see you play in person at the prep school level. Was a really big fan of your game. I don't think people got to see kind of all you can bring to a basketball court last year at UMass. So I think this program will help, you kind of put your talents on full display here. But for anyone who hasn't seen you play, how would you describe your game?
I describe my game very skillful. I play off my jump shot. I've been a high level shooter for as long as I can remember. Honestly, with my mom, that was probably one of the first things she taught me how to do. Like, I feel like I learned how to shoot before I learned how to count. Like,
I love that.
My shooting ability is definitely one above amongst a lot of things. But then from there, just my IQ, my feel for the game, being able to get to certain spots on the court, being able to also make my teammates better in a way to, keep them moving around the floor while also, allowing my teammates to make plays. And at the end of the day, I'm an energy guy too. Most people are energized by, scoring buckets and this, that, and the third, but I'm just a bundle of energy just at all times, especially on the court, man, because I just love having fun out there. and I can score on all. Really, I consider myself a four level scorer. I can take a few steps behind the three. I can shoot the three, mid range game, and I can also finish the basket. And then defensively, we're gonna be that this year.
I love that.
Definitely something I'm gonna be working on. Just, you know, the competitor in me. And at the college level, once you get a taste of it, you kind of have a feel. You kind of know exactly what you need to work on to be able to, you know, not only get stops, but also be able to score.
Coach Jones talked about on this podcast about wanting to have toughness and to play with a certain kind of mentality. And when he was talking through that, I was like, oh, I know one player he just added who kind of fits that bill too, because like I said, I haven't seen you play. Like, you'll power through contact. You're not going to back down from challenge. I saw you guard a bigger guy, a smaller guy. I think that positional versatility is something that he's going to benefit from a lot too.
Definitely.
Just kind of talking a little bit more about just ODU choice. What was it about, whether it's the coaching staff or their vision for how the team's going to play or how they want to build the program? Like, what kind of sold that program to you?
Honestly, hats off to the entire coaching staff. From conversation through the portal, and then like when I went on my visit, you kind of have a sense for, especially if you've been through the recruiting process before.
Sure.
You kind of have a sense of who's feeding you things and who's real.
Okay.
I've had a relationship with Coach J. Rob, Jamal Robinson, for a couple of years now, because he recruited me out of high school. Okay. And I've known Mike Jones for a couple of years as well, because he was recruiting a couple of my teammates when I was playing for Team Mello. So that relationship piece was definitely a big one for me. And I also knew that wherever I went, I wanted the head coach to see, have a vision for me, to actually believe in my abilities, see me in my whole game, and then also see me as who I am off of the court. From those conversations, and then once I got to campus, it was like, it was almost really a no-brainer. Like, the campus is freaking beautiful. And it was like, I felt wanted. Like, my mom has always told me, like, go somewhere where you're wanted.
Yep.
No matter what it is in life, whether it's a job, you know, girlfriend, whatever, go somewhere where you're wanted.
It's great advice.
Yeah, it definitely is. And off the plane, every coach that was brought in already was there.
Okay.
At the airport. Not outside the airport, in the airport.
Yeah, that's cool.
With the mascot. So
that really I mean, that's everybody at that point. That's huge.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a sight to see. And I also had meetings with, you know, AD and the president. So, you know, it was just giving a lot of seriousness about, you know, the future. And I know the past of this place, especially his past in the place. And I know that he wants to build it back up to not only what it once was, but to go further. And with this being his first head coaching job, I definitely wanted to be a part of history with this man. And that's ultimately why I chose ODU, because I want to be a part of something bigger than, you know, bigger than just basketball, bigger than the game.
I think when people get a program rolling, fans always remember that first group of guys that really helped kick things off, and being in on the ground floor, something new and cool. Like, that's a special feeling. So I totally,
it's a really special feeling.
Yeah. That's a great answer too. Did they talk specifically about how they intend to use you? Like, we talked about your game specifically, but like how they saw you, that matched up with how you see yourself impacting a team, right?
Yeah. Shooting ability, always just the number one attractor. But one thing also, when he, you know, when he got on the phone with me, he just told me, like, he sees my full potential. Like, he knows, he's seen me play before I got to college, so he knows my full game. And, you know, the high school coach in him, he's going to develop, he's going to invest. So once we, you know, we started having those conversations about my game and how we were going to fit, just offensively, it's like a missing puzzle piece. You're just sticking puzzle pieces in left and right. And I think we're gonna shock a lot of people. Many people were shocked with my move, actually, but we're gonna shock a lot of people. And we have big goals in mind. I know this is a first year for honestly everybody that is gonna be there next year or in the coming months. But we're trying to make it to the tournament, man. That's our number one goal. And once he told me that he saw me as a piece that he needed to not only get to that level, but to flourish in that level, I wanted to be a part of it right away.
Yeah, that's so cool. All right. So you talked a lot about a couple of things on there, at least, that I've got kind of pulled out here. And I'd like to just maybe tease out some of these things a little bit more. So just maybe stepping back, you've decided to transfer. You put your name in the portal. Does your phone just start lighting up? Is it calls and texts? Like the minute your name goes in, people are hitting refresh on that thing?
You'd be surprised. I thought maybe, like, you know, it'll start heating up once I post on Twitter or Instagram. I kid you not, I went into the compliance place, did the transfer thing. It's actually easier than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. You kind of enter your name after watching the video, and then like 5 minutes later, you just barrage of texts, wow, calls. He was actually the first person to call me.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's a good sign.
It was a sight to see. It was news being broke on Twitter about me that I didn't even put out myself. So I was just like, it was a little bit overwhelming at first, but for me, the process was, it was short for me, but it was long at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of phone calls were taken, and it got to a point where I knew what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. I know you probably were going to ask me what I was looking for in the portal. And I was basically looking for somewhere where I would have the opportunity to play, but also affect winning.
Mm-hmm.
And while also being, like, just under tutelage of a coach that's, you know, not about the business side of things, you know, a person that's actually caring for his kids and, you know, wanting to win games, but also wanting to make his players better people at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was looking for. And then also, I told you I'm a relationship guy. So I kind of took favor to people that I already had previous relationships with. When it came to taking phone calls, not even taking phone calls, I took all the phone calls. But when it came to actually being serious about, you know, my interest in their program and, you know, their interest as well, and they stuck out. They stuck out very, very well. Coach literally told me, he was like, we talked on the phone the first day of portal, and I think it was a Sunday or Monday, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going home for spring break. And he was like, yeah, we want to get you on a visit on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm like, bet, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I ended up committing on the visit.
That was actually also one of the questions here. So you got a future in journalism here, if you want it, because you got this whole thing laid out for me. So you go on the visit. Did you just know kind of right, like, hey, these guys are at the airport, I feel the love here? Or is it once you got on campus, like, was there a specific moment where you're like, all right, this is, I'm in, you know, I'm in here?
I immediately felt the love. And shout out to whoever this random lady was, but we were outside the airport and I had my UMass backpack on.
Mm-hmm.
And then she saw it. She saw all the ODU people around, and she came to ask, like, what we were here for.
Yeah.
And then she ends up saying, I also transferred from UMass to ODU after my freshman year.
Wow. Okay.
And I'm like, I'm a big, like, you know, like, intuition kind of guy.
Yeah,
like, it was, you know, certain signs were just kind of adding up for me. So she played a part for sure.
That's cool.
But once I got onto campus, saw how beautiful it was, how things are ran there. It's a very tight knit, like, I want to just say community amongst administration. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the people that are in charge, it's sure. It's from the president down, they all know each other personally. Even the president has like barbecues and dinners at his house for athletes and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So the family oriented piece was one of the biggest things for me. And then the moment I realized, I was actually in my hotel room and I was on the phone with my mother, who was downstairs, and I knew my mom was leaving the next day before me. Mm-hmm. And I kind of had an idea after, you know, basketball wise, all boxes were checked.
Sure.
Campus and school wise, all boxes were checked. And he was a coach that I really wanted to play for. So I was going to go home and wait, you know, see what other options I had. The NCAA tournament was still going on. I probably could have had interest from wherever. Mm-hmm. But I just had a feeling while I was in that hotel room, and I just told my mom and dad to come to my room. And I was like, if I know I'm going to commit in a week, why not just do it now?
Yeah.
So we went to dinner at a steakhouse. And funny, it's actually a funny story, though. It's towards the end of it. We just watched Oakland actually beat Kentucky.
Nice.
And I have a couple homeboys on Oakland, so it was like a really cool experience.
Right, there are probably a lot of guys from your area growing up too.
Yeah. So beforehand, when I was doing the photo shoot, I was shooting against Coach Odell Hyde, and I told Coach Mike to let's shoot against each other, and then he was like, "When you commit, first day you're on campus, it's gonna be me and you."
Okay.
So. When we were nearing the end, everyone's getting their boxes. I asked him, I was like, "You remember what you told me earlier about that shooting competition?" And he was like, "Yeah, when you commit, first day you're on campus, it's going to be me and you." And I said, "All right, bet, let's make it happen." And
that's cool.
He was surprised. He was like, "What you trying to tell me?" So then he got up.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, it was probably one of the biggest embraces I've had in a while.
That's awesome.
It was very emotional for me and my family, especially my mom, because she just wants the best for me. And we've just been through so much on this journey. So to see her shed a couple of tears, it was kind of surreal, honestly.
And I'm sure that was a huge moment for Coach Jones, too, because like you're coming in, like you were one of the first big, you know, dominoes to fall for them, too.
Yeah,
like
that's the first. That was the other thing. I was the first person to come in.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I kind of made this thing where recruits, when you come in, you got to sign the board, this little board when you come in and watch the video. If you sign the boards, you probably going to commit.
I hope it's
a whole bunch of signatures on there right now.
Yeah, that's good. You got to start the tradition somewhere, right? Like that's a cool way to do it. Yeah. I mean, for him, hey, this is a new thing. Like you want to hit this thing hard and to get a guy like yourself that could, honestly, you could be at another Power 5 school right now, you know, impacting a team and to choose ODU and want to make this thing special and build this thing up. I think that's what you need as a coach, as somebody to kind of take a chance. And that's awesome to be that guy too. So you mentioned that you heard from a lot of teams and the relationships piece was big for you. So were you kind of just like, all right, I'm hearing from however many teams, let's really circle the ones here where I know the guys, I've got some level of comfort. And then that's kind of the, like the list you whittle down to, like, do you get to 4, 5, 6, that kind of thing and work from there?
Yeah. It kind of went from, because I was having to do this while I was on my visit.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, and I also had a home visit before I went on my visit.
Uh-huh.
So I was just in my room kind of, and I took probably the list of, I don't know, maybe 30, 35. Mm-hmm. And I dwindled it down to like 8.
Okay.
And then I thought about which head coaches
mm-hmm.
were hitting me up. And then I kind of dwindled that list down to like 4.
Sure.
And then I just thought about kind of where I wanted to play, who I wanted to play for, the systems, who was coming back, where, this, that, and the third. And this was the best fit for me.
That's another really great point there too, is the who's coming back, right? I think you committed pretty early in this process, but I think there was going to be a good amount of turnover at ODU. So you really had to take a leap of faith here. They're like, hey, I'm the first piece and they're going to get other guys in here too. Is that a little bit scary, kind of taking that first step?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was scary, but once you got talks with, you know, Mike Jones, man, he
sold it, huh?
You the first piece of the puzzle. We're going to go get everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he did. I'm actually really excited for the pieces that we got.
Yeah.
It's going to be an unbelievable team, unbelievable group of guys to be around, because he's going to make us like family. And we're gonna follow his lead, honestly. And wherever that takes us, that's where it takes us. But we're definitely gonna evolve and just keep continuing to grow.
You mentioned his development track record as a head.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunch Berry!
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Coach, knowing the guys that came out of DeMatha and are, you know, NBA guys and good NBA guys, is that something that really kind of stood out of like, all right, this guy, he's not just going to say he can like help develop a player, like he can back it up. And those are also all high character guys, the guys that came out of there too. So it's another, you know, like, hey, these are the kind of guys that I want to be like and the path I want to follow. Did that really kind of help set him apart too?
It definitely did. I'm glad you said high character too, because that was one of the things that he said to me. He just said whoever he brings in, he's trying to bring in high character guys. And I consider myself probably with one of the highest of characters, because, you know, I just carry myself in a way where I'm professional, but I'm also unapologetically myself at all times. His track record is honestly insane.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that.
With the 29 years that he put in at DeMatha. But I actually, my mom is sort of kind of in a realm where she's friends with Quinn Cook.
Okay.
Quinn Cook and him probably have the best relationship as to like one of his former players.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually called him. They had a conversation before we went on our visit.
Mm-hmm.
And just told me how unbelievable of a, not only a coach, but how unbelievable of a man Coach Jones is. And that was just something that I definitely needed in my life. And then seeing guys that he developed, the main one being like Jordan Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Like I watched Jordan Hawkins film all before last year. Like,
yep.
literally trying to replicate his years at UConn because, you know, it ultimately led him to being on the Pelicans now, playing a major role. So yeah, just seeing certain guys that he developed at DeMatha and knowing the high school coach of him isn't going to, he's not going to just allow you to just slip and fall and fail. Mm-hmm. And he's also going to hold you accountable at the same time.
That's huge.
So it was definitely, that definitely played a part in my commitment.
While you were on the visit, it's a really cool arena. Did you get to tour the arena and stuff too? That's like a almost pro arena, like in terms of like the vibe and quality of it. Obviously it wasn't packed with fans and things like that, but did just kind of getting that help, you know, like, okay, I'm going to be in a cool environment next year. Like, yeah, is that part of the song point too?
I actually loved the arena. It was big, but it didn't seem big.
Yeah.
And if people that play basketball, you know, like when you play in those bigger, like big arenas, it's kind of like hard to adjust a little bit.
Yeah, the sight lines are weird and everything too.
Yeah, like at UMass, it holds 10,000 plus, but it's a hockey arena. So there's just a lot of open space on the ground outside the court. It's like the closest fan to you, besides the guys that are courtside.
Yeah, feels huge.
Quite far. Yeah. But it holds 9.7 or something like that. Troutway is definitely going to be a great place to be next year. So I need everybody who's watching this to go ahead and get your tickets now.
Yeah.
Before they sell out, because we're going to be a show.
Hey, your coach's dream, man. You're going to sell the program. You're going to commit on the visit.
Yeah, that's, I'm selling it all. I'm selling it all.
Hey, lean into it. That's awesome. That's, I think, the way it should be, right? Being excited about being in a place because of all that comes with it. And, you know, that's a little tougher in today's era, I think, too. If there's a lot of moving around. So it's, having that personal feel and connection, that's super cool. While you're on the visit, did you get to play any pickup with any other guys or anything that, or there was anybody there around to hoop with or meet from the team or anything?
I met a couple guys from the team, but honestly, at that point, it was more so like many guys that were transferring.
Okay.
In that process, and then guys that didn't know what they were doing, kind of. So I didn't really get to play with anyone, but I definitely was getting a little shots of. Even though I had a whole outfit on, but I was getting the little shots up definitely in the gym. Also met head coach Delisha for the women's side. She's lovely. She told me if I commit, we're family. So
there you go.
She, the whole family oriented, just all around, was just, you know, a thing for me. But former players, Jay Wade, that's my guy. He's on the staff now, but he definitely played last year. And just having him also be an advocate for kind of what this place was for him and how fun it was, because he actually won a conference tournament championship in his time here. So, yeah, definitely talking to him was definitely a good time.
And then obviously you've got a coach that played there as well, so he knows a little bit about what that's like too, and can kind of help. Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, good call. So that, I think that's an added bonus. While you're in the portal, are you talking to other guys, you know, like figuring out where they're trying to go or see, hey, this guy's also looking at ODU, or are we both going to go, like that kind of stuff. How much communication goes on here?
A lot of communication goes on, but a lot of research goes on as well. I won't even lie. Once I entered the portal, or once I, you know, figured out kind of like the ODU was a possibility, I looked up who was transferring. I looked up who had interest from ODU already. And then I looked at a couple of my boys who are in the portal, and a couple of my guys like from home that play you know, like the Western Michigans, the Central Michigan, they're calling me like, yo, what you doing?
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know, and it's honestly, I've always wanted to play with, you know, some of my guys, especially at the next level. And honestly, seeing each other on this next level is such a big thing. But it's a lot of communication that goes on, especially with guys that are in it, because you all have different kind of situations going on. Some people have different schools hitting them up. Some people, you know, just it's a whole different vibe wherever. So just being that support for each other. And then also while I was in the portal, my best friend won a national championship. Jaden Ross at UConn. So oh, that's awesome. Like, yeah. It was a lot that was going on during that time.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations to him. That's awesome. There's a couple guys from the DMV area on that team too. So we were rooting from them and for them from afar here too.
Definitely. But he helped me. He helped me in my decision, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just because we played together for a while, but we look at each other for advice. Honestly, that whole Team Mellow team, from top to bottom, we talk to each other very frequently.
I think we as fans, and maybe this is what we hear from kind of the, you know, top tier media guys, of just people are just going where they're going to get the most money and things like that.
Yeah.
But other than like the top couple of Power Five schools that are throwing like big time money around, when you look at a lot of where guys end up, it's like you said, it's places where they have pre-existing relationships or, you know, with coaching staff and things like that, where they were recruited already before, or they know a lot of other players on the team. So I imagined that a lot of like player to player recruiting is going on here too. And I think that's probably driving more of the decisions here than maybe people then realize.
Definitely. Also, like player to player recruiting, like if you have guys that already want to play together,
sure.
I mean, you kind of don't have to do much work on
it. Yeah, it's
on
a package deal. It's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely NIL definitely plays a part in this whole ordeal. I mean, I know guys that were pretty much, I know guys that I wanted to send a coach, but then there was word on the street that they was looking for $500,000.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, no, sir.
That's out of the price range here. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's definitely, I don't know. I feel like it's pretty much, it's a give-get situation when it comes to, you know, NIL and things of that nature. But it definitely plays a part. I wouldn't lie. But hey, it's the game that we're in right now. And, you know, we just got to embrace it at the end of the day.
Being able to end up at a program too, that one you embrace and they embrace you back. I think there's also longer term earning potential at a place like that too. And you've kind of made a home for yourself that now you can have for, you know, beyond just the couple years you play. And I think sometimes that maybe gets a little lost in the equation too.
Yeah.
How is this different than high school recruiting or prep school, even like coming out? Like what was the change in terms of the process for you?
Well, see, in high school, they weren't hitting you up like every day.
Mm.
You probably get maybe a couple calls a week.
Sure.
You know, you got that one person that actually calls like every week because they want you. But this was like a every day, like, what's up? We just need to know. It was more prominent. It was straight to the point. There was no like, we have interest. It's straight like, look, we want you. You want to come? Let us know. Pretty much like that. Telling us what they have to offer, and things of that nature. The style of play. Honestly, it was, and you have film. You have college film now, so it's a much easier process. Because in high school, it's a lot of games and dilly dallying that goes on, kind of like trying to impress, you know, because you're going against so many. But at this stage, when you come to Trump's transferring, you know what you're looking for. So when it comes at you, you'll kind of know.
And like you said, you have those kind of relationships already. And, you know, if you get a good BS detector and things like that, you can kind of sift through like, all right, here
definitely
are the people I really want to
BS detector. Definitely have to have a good one of those.
Hey, that's good, man. Any wild questions any of these coaches asked you during this recruiting process? Like anything where you're just like, oh, where did that come from?
Wild question.
Or are they all kind of the same? Are most coaches wanting to know the same kind of thing?
Yeah, they pretty much wanted to know the same kind of thing, like what made me enter the portal, you know, what I was looking for. Those were the two, probably, I guess, the main questions, honestly. It was pretty straight to the point.
That's kind of what I figured. Always worth asking, though. Sometimes guys get asked some crazy stuff out there. You mentioned doing your own homework. I think that's so smart. I think that's honestly like one of the big advantages of being in college basketball now, as opposed to even like 10 years ago. It's so much easier to, one, get film on how, I mean, with Coach Jones, obviously first time head coach, you can't see how all of his teams played recently. Right. You can go back and look at DeMatho or check with former players, or it's just, there's so much more access to information. So I'm glad that you're taking advantage of that. And I hope most guys are doing that too.
Definitely. Synergy is my best friend.
That's big. It's a whole new world when that thing came around. So what's next? Are you there on campus now, or?
No, I will be there on the 26th. Still at UMass right now. Today is actually the last day of classes.
Wow. Okay.
I got a final today.
Ooh.
I mean, and then got to wait a week and a half or so, and a half, maybe 2 weeks, and then pack up my apartment and head down.
Okay, so we're recording this on Friday for everybody listening to this. So whenever you hear it, Robert will have already aced this final and be ready to go by the time we talk about that. So thank you for doing this on a day. Hopefully we're providing a little break here from some last minute cramming.
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to go for it. Okay. Yeah, that final isn't even until like 6 o'clock for some reason. So
that's brutal on a Friday, man.
Yeah,
that's tough. Okay, so you'll get to campus, you get settled in. Will other guys be coming in around the same time? And do you start workouts already? Or
I'll be there around between the 26th and the 30th. Our first day of workouts is the 30th.
Nice.
We'll be in the gym a lot.
And this is an ignorance question on my part. So is there a limitation in this part of the year how much time you guys can actually spend on court with the coaches?
From what I remember from last year, I think it was, I think like the coaches get like 4 or 5 hours a week or something like that.
That sounds right from what I know, but I feel like it changes every couple of years too.
Yeah, it's something of the sort. But that doesn't count lift. So just on the court with the coaches, there's a limit, but like there's no limit to you being in the gym by yourself. So. Mm-hmm.
Or you guys can get out and run together if you want to and play some.
Yeah. And if you ask the coach to work you out, that's not accounted in the time. So.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think that's helpful too. Just to have somebody else in there to kind of help you work through some stuff is big.
Definitely.
Okay. So.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
You're cleaning up at UMass. You're going to get out of town. Are you going right to ODU, or are you going home to Detroit area for a while?
Nah, I'm going straight to ODU. We're driving and we're stopping in Maryland for a day, and then going straight there.
Gotcha. That's cool. Yeah, that's a long drive to make straight through. So I'm glad you got a break built in there somewhere.
Very long drive.
This is a pretty time-consuming process, and you've had school to finish up here and all this stuff, but have you been able to, I don't know, be in the lab here? You're working on stuff since the end of the season, and what are the kind of focal points for you this offseason?
I've been in the lab for sure, definitely still been lifting. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest focal points was definitely getting my ball handling together, and then also just working, just getting my shot-making ability back to what it was. And then also resting at the same time. Because, you know, that the season is definitely taxing, and, you know, a minor injury that you played through during the season, you know, you kind of want to just have them go away. So I did honestly take some time off, definitely. But even when you're not in the gym, you can still be working on your game. When it comes to just watching film, watching these, you know, NBA playoff games, things of that nature. But then also just taking time out to just be a regular person for a while.
Isn't that nice?
just not being an athlete is like not being an athlete on a campus is, you know, that little month that I had is like, this is what regular life on campus feels like.
A little breath of fresh air and actually just enjoy your time for a little while, probably for the first time the whole time you were there, right?
Definitely for the first time ever, honestly.
Yeah. Fair. Good. I hope you can get a little of that in at ODU too, because it's a cool area to be in. Beach isn't super far away, so that's nice too.
Yeah, they're turning me into a beach guy. They said I've never been a beach guy, but I guess I'm going to turn into one.
That's right. You can't go there and be that close to the water and not be at least like kind of a beach guy a little bit.
Yeah.
Any guys you like watching? If you're watching a person on Synergy, is it a specific guy who's like some aspect of their game you want to watch? Is it a Jordan Hawkins? Like, who are the guys that you like to check out to try to like steal some things from their game and stuff?
After the tournament, you know, this is going to sound so crazy because he was low key my rival for a minute in the A-10. But Kobe Brea, I watched a lot of Kobe Brea film, like a lot actually, because he had an amazing year. He did it at a very high level, at a high clip as well. I think he was top five in 3-point percentage for the year.
I believe it.
And he had a couple good games in the tournament as well. And then also playing against it, it was just like, yeah, that's somebody that I need to, you know, kind of look at, you know, to, you know, try to elevate my game. And then on the NBA front, honestly, I've been watching a lot of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards for two reasons, because aside from my 3-point shooting, I like to play at a like slow to fast pace, also get into my spot, shooting over defenders and things like that. So just watching them, seeing when they attack, how they attack, the different moves they use, and then also their set points when it comes to, you know, their shots and things of that nature. Because It's a lot of studying that goes into this game, but those three people for sure, that's kind of like low key building what I'm trying to be, year or so.
I think that's a good way to look at it too, right? Of like, here's a guy whose role I can emulate in the near term future here. And then here's what the mastered version of this looks like, right? When everybody's put it all together, and having that to strive toward is really cool. And those guys too, you mentioned like getting to their spots, like they dictate pace. People play to their pace. And I think that's such an interesting thing about like the top guys is everyone fits to them.
Yeah, one more person though. I watch Carlton Carrington.
Yeah, there you go.
AKA Bub, AKA the young assassin himself. You know, Pittsburgh's finest. Shout out to Bub though, man. That's my dog. You know,
you might be watching him in the NBA playoffs next year.
He will be getting drafted soon. I'm actually really proud of that kid, man.
As another Maryland guy here, I'm rooting for him big time and wish him nothing but the success that I think we both think he's going to have. So
That's
cool. Good pull. All right. Just one last one for you here, and then we'll get to a couple rapid fires and close out. Your prep school coach, Coach Chaney, Chris Chaney, that's my guy. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me one good Coach Chaney story, especially if it embarrasses him a little bit?
Oh, my gosh. Chaney stories. Oh, you're taking me back a little bit. Okay. Oh, wow. That's a funny man. He might not look it, but he is a funny guy. Oh,
he's only got like three jokes, but he'll tell them to you until you laugh at them. So I hope he's listening.
No, crazy. It's not even like a Chaney story, but if he ever bets you on a backwards half court shot,
okay,
do not take the bet.
Wow.
Do not take the bait. He's going to make it first try. Like, I don't know how he does it, but that man is talented. He can make a trick shot in a second for sure. But Teddy's a great guy, man. But he holds you accountable for sure. But he holds you accountable in a funny way. Like, if you're a team, like, for example, if my team was playing, we were like playing five or whatever, and we lose, oh, he's gonna make you hear it. He's gonna let you hear it. He's gonna talk a lot, you know. also, he's into like detail, attention to detail. So like a minor layup drill, you know, you take a dribble too much, or you shoot the layup with the wrong hand, or somebody doesn't run to the right spot,
he's gonna catch it.
We're starting it all over from scratch. I mean, I've probably done that dang on layup drill in one practice probably like 30 times. Like,
I love that.
Yeah, but he's a good guy, great coach too.
He's somebody that every time I talk to him, I feel like I learned something new about the game too. So it's very cool for me. So.
Definitely a smart individual.
And he's in your corner too, by the way. Like, he had nothing but nice things to say. I mentioned to him we were going to do this, so I'm hoping he's listening right now too. So, all right, a couple of rapid fires just to close us out here. What's one thing that people might not know about you that you're willing to share with us, whether it's a guilty pleasure TV show or music or a hidden talent or any of those kind of things?
Might not know about me. I mean, if you follow me, you probably do know. But I mean, I own a clothing brand. I also own a media company.
All right, plug these. Like, what's the deal here?
Clothing brand, Love Supremacy Streetwear. Okay. Be dropping again soon, hopefully. And then my media company, Shot by the Natural. I kind of just picked up a camera like a couple years ago, and then learned the ropes.
Okay.
And ended up actually being good at it.
That's great, man. Is that something you would want to do long term after basketball? Or like, get into
media?
That?
Media? No.
Okay.
Well, social media, maybe, like influencer wise. Mm-hmm. But clothing brand, that's my second passion. That's my second love.
Gotcha.
For sure. And like my hidden talent, bowling.
Bowling, that's okay. What are you putting up when you go out and bowl? What's the average here?
I'm legit. My average is probably 180, 175.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I've bowled 257.
Wow, geez. All right. You're for real?
Yeah, no. Nah, I have my own bowling ball and everything. Like, it gets real. It gets real treacherous.
Is there a bowling alley on or near campus here at ODU? Yeah. Did you look into that?
I did. There's a couple, and they will be seeing me, and I will pick my favorite, and you know, I'll go from there. I also can skate too. So,
oh, cool.
Those two coincide.
I think I'm smelling an NIL opportunity here. If there are any bowling alleys in the area that want to sponsor our guy here, let's pick up the phone and make this happen.
Let's pick up the phone. Let's make it happen. Any food places too? I love to eat.
Yeah, there you go, man. That's the hookup to get.
Yeah.
I think that's unfortunate. That's why I'm heavier than I should be now. If I were in your spot, I'd be looking for the food spots too.
Yeah, for sure.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? What's the plan?
In 5 years, I see myself playing basketball professionally, and while also having a major high fashion company.
Nice.
You know, just living out both my dreams at the same time, because I know that I can do it, so I will do it.
That's all.
At some facet, and also taking care of my mom, man. Taking care of, you know,
that's a great answer, love. By the way. I always got to take care of mom. That's a great.
Got to do that. I just see myself putting in a position to just, you know, live my life the way I want to, and just, you know, be successful at the end of the day, while also helping others. You know, my foundation will be higher than what it is right now, because I do have a foundation. Nice. Glover Davis Jr. Foundation.
What's the focus? Any area you've looked into yet?
Well, I mean, I started in Detroit. That will always be home for me, and that will always be another place I come back to give back. But you know, I did free camps there, free basketball clinics. And I also moved that here. I've had two basketball clinics in the Massachusetts area so far. So honestly, wherever I'm at, you know, the foundation will go as well. So I'm always looking to give back any chance that I get. But I definitely see myself in that realm in the next 5 years.
When you get that going in the Norfolk area, let me know. We'll plug it here on the show and stuff too, and help blow this thing up for you when you get going. So
also hope I have a SBC ring on my finger.
There you go. A couple of them, maybe. Right?
Yeah, for sure. At least one. At least, you know.
I think you guys are well on your way. Some point in the next couple of years here, I see some hardware coming home with you.
Definitely.
Anyone listening to this that you want to shout out that you know, we haven't talked about yet or anything?
Shout out to my mom. To my dog. That's like literally like my best friend. Literally, he's probably at work right now. Let's see if she answers real quick. Probably about to say something outrageous, but it's fine.
we can edit it out if we have to.
Yeah. Wow, my mom is not answering my phone though today. That's crazy. I'm trying to give her a shout out.
That's right. When she listens to this back, she'll know you were thinking about her. She's probably
busy. Regret it, mom. You're going to regret this.
That's right. Next time. This. When we make this happen after you win this this championship ring next season, we'll run it back.
For sure.
And just social media accounts. Make sure to plug them here. We want to make sure everybody's following you guys along the way. And then I'm sure they can find the clothing brand and things like that from your account too, right?
On Instagram, it's R0BE4T. It's basically Robert. But I mean, you type in Robert Davis, you'll find me. On Twitter, it's just Robert Davis Jr., but the I is a one. And then that's pretty much it. I mean, you got Love_Supremacy_ on Instagram for my clothing brand, and it's Shot by the Natural for my media company. And, you know, that's pretty much it. That's the gist of everything.
That's huge, man. Look, it's more fun when you've got a couple, like, this is the thing I learned to kind of post-college is, having a lot of hobbies and side projects to work on too, it's just more fulfilling. So you're ahead of the curve, man. You've learned that at a younger age than I did. So I think that's a good thing for other people. You can't just be all basketball or all whatever your focus is all the time.
Mom always told me that I'm more than a basketball player.
Yep.
And I take that to heart. You know, I just, you know, sometimes you can get put in a box as an individual, and I hate boxes. So you're always living outside of them.
I love it, man. Break them down.
Definitely.
Robert, this was awesome. Thank you for doing this. Thanks for kind of teaching our listeners here a little bit about how the portal process works and I promise I wouldn't say this if I didn't genuinely mean it. I love your game. I think you're going to have a huge year. I think what ODU is doing is going to surprise some people. And it won't surprise them for long, because I think you guys are going to kind of put people on notice. And I think we just look forward to following it along the way here. So good luck, and thank you again. If I can ever help you in any way along the way, just let me know.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Go Monarchs. We up.
Yep. All right, everybody. You know the drill. Rate, review, subscribe. If you're watching on YouTube, click that little like button for us. We're presented by betonline.ag, and we will catch y'all next time.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lefort Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.